I am somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. I will register and vote. My vote will make a difference. My vote is my power. We marched for the vote. We bled for the vote. We died for the vote. Now we have the vote. Use the vote. Use the vote. Obama-rama. 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 Let me hear you scream.
Come on, push your sleeping. Just enough hand for the city.
Let me hear you scream.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome everybody. And we are going to play What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Now, there was some talk of not playing it, you know, to recall, remember all those people who lost their lives on 9/11.
No! And,
then we thought, you know what, everybody needs sort of a distraction from that. And there's nothing more I can add to it. Everybody has seen all the commemoration going on all day long. We're currently fighting two wars, one in Iraq, one in Afghanistan. And God bless those young men and those young women out there who are kicking ass. And so we thought, well, maybe it's a little distraction. Let's play Jesse Jackson.
What the hell?
Yes. All right. Talk a little more about 9/11 later on. But right now, a little fun after a day of real gloom, man. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And it's a very simple game. It's one of the most popular games. And I believe I can say this without exaggeration. And what I'm about to tell you may be the honest to God's truth. This might be the longest running evening radio game show in the history of Los Angeles.
Yeah!
That is quite possible. I don't know how to prove that, but it's possible, don't you think? All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We play a clip. If you guess what he's saying, get yourself a prize. And tonight you're going to get a pair of tickets to the HBO comedy at the Laugh Factory. Look at that, in Hollywood. On September 18th, powered by Chris Rock, Kill the Messenger. Premiering September 27th at 10 p.m. only on HBO. Chris Rock, Kill the Messenger. That should be funny as hell. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here are the clips you're going to be hearing tonight, everybody.
The depression level unemployment in ghetto interest are tentacles. We have made progress. This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and new versus old that matters. Interest are tentacles. Faubus won that case. As if it is a syrupy concoction. Interests are tentacles. August 28th, not just black, but all 18-year-olds. But there are many numerators. Gender lines. Not just black, but all 18-year-olds. Some more folk could touch the chin bar and bury America. Interests are tentacles. And judgment. January 18, 63, August 28th, the deliverer, barking dogs and biting the horses, and interests are tentacles. August 28th, we need faith. Faith, continuity.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Depression level unemployment in ghetto.
What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying here? Here's your first clip. Good luck, everybody.
The depression level unemployment in ghetto.
All right, let's start with Woodland Hills. Dan in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The depression level unemployment in ghetto.
You got it,
with the can you play it one more time?
Yes, sir. Here we go.
The depression level unemployment in ghetto.
The depression level unemployment in ghetto.
Yes. That is exactly right, ma'am. Hey, whereabouts in Woodland Hills are you?
I live right by Taft High School.
Oh, okay, right off Winnetka there. Do you know where the sagebrush is?
Oh, been there many times.
Yeah, tomorrow Frosty, Heidi, and Frank have a live remote out there.
Oh, I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, buzz out there and check them out, man. All right, thanks for calling. Hold on 1 second, dude. We'll give you a prize here. And you got tickets. Look at that. You got tickets here. Let's see what you got. Warning, if you owe the IRS more than something else. There we go. A pair of tickets to the HBO comedy at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, September 18th. There you go. Got my live reads confused with them giveaways, man.
Back up.
All right. Here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Congratulations, Dan in Woodland Hills. Here's your next clip.
Interest are tentacles. Interest are tentacles. Interest are tentacles.
Okay. All right, John in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Interest are tentacles.
Interest are tentacles.
I believe that is incorrect,
no!
sir. Sorry, young man. Tony and Dana Point, you're on 97.1.
Interest are tentacles.
Hey, one more time, please.
Interest are tentacles.
Hell, I have no idea. Go McCain.
Oh. All right, there you go. Look at that. Dana Point likes McCain. Joe and Paramount, you're on 97.1.
Interest are tentacles.
Dan Conway Jr., man.
Hey, look at you, dude.
I think it says interest are typical.
What'd you say? Interest are...
Typical?
No!
Oh, man.
Sorry, dude, but please try us again. Now you get so close and sound like a decent guy. I wanted to give him a prize, but... There was rules around here. Danny and Montebello, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Interest are tentacles.
Yeah, that's going to be interest of pentacles.
No.
That's a no-no.
Sorry, dude. Brian in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Interest are tentacles.
No, that's
no, no, no.
Interest are tentacles.
Daryl and San Pedro, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Interest are tentacles.
Interest articles?
No.
You're stupid.
That is wrong. I don't know if he's stupid. He just didn't get it right.
You're stupid.
Right. Rob in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. There we go.
Interest are tentacles.
Interest are tentacles?
Yeah.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
Congratulations, dude.
What the hell was he talking about?
Wow.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what interest or tentacles mean, but that's exactly what he said. So you get yourself a prize, young man, and you're going to the Laugh Factory. You there?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, hold on 1 second. There he goes. Pair of tickets to Laugh Factory, HBO comedy, Laugh Factory in Hollywood, September 18th. Powered by Chris Rock, Kill the Messenger. And that premieres September 27th at 10 p.m. only on HBO. And that's worth getting HBO for, you know, paying $10 a month for HBO to get that Chris Rock special.
I'm going
to
sign up for HBO just to watch that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you, dude. Mr. Millionaire in there. Jesus,
it's only
Christ.
$10.
Guy's making a lot of dough. All right, let's continue. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
We have made progress. We have made progress.
Steve in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1.
We have made progress.
We have made progress?
That's exactly right, young man.
Put your hands together on your feet.
Good for you. And if you go to Laugh Factory on September 18th, you may be sitting next to Steve in Santa Monica as a winner. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Your next clip, here we go.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and...
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got to look at this one. I got to look at the cheat sheet here.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and... This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and... This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and...
Okay, I got it.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and...
Manny in Wilmington, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and...
This year's just an aisle that goes down the street?
No.
Son, shut up.
Doesn't make much sense, young man. Regina in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and...
One more time.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street and...
I just got the last part.
Can't
get it. Just look
at
the into the hours.
No, you got none of it, baby.
It is absolutely retarded.
Oh, Bob, boom. None of it, man. All right, let's talk to Dane in Pasadena. You're on 97.1.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
I have no idea.
No clue?
Something about going down the street.
Yeah, that's part of it. Now let's get the first part. Here we go.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
Something about hours going down the street?
No.
No.
Initially, you were correct. You had no idea. All right, let's talk to James in Torrance. You're on 97.1.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
How about Joe in Paramount? You're on the air.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
Damn it, man.
Hey, what do you got?
Rolling down the street, sipping on gin and juice.
No.
Yes!
Robert in Palos Verdes. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
This mistress and I go down the street.
Not it.
No!
Solange in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
How about Henry in Corona?
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
How about yes, yes, then I'll go down the street.
What is it?
Yes, yes, then I'll go down the street.
No!
That is not what he's saying. Rick and Aliso Viejo, you're on 97.1.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
Just less than an hour to go down the street?
No.
That's a no-no.
All right, I'll give you a clue here, okay?
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
He's talking about students, and he's talking about a state that is very close to Illinois, all right? And it starts with an I and ends with an A, and there's only two letters between them. So he's talking about students who are going... Listen.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
Yeah, this year.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
All right, let's talk to us. Sean in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
This year in Iowa, we go down the street.
Ooh, yeah, but you're missing one word. Listen to it again, all right?
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
This year in Iowa, we'll go down the street.
No. Dude, we said you're missing one word, then you repeated exactly what you said, my brother.
Son, shut up.
Can't do that. Anthony in Inglewood, you're on 97.1.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
One more time.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
I'm stuck. I'm sorry.
All right, gang. I'm going to have to give it to you here. It's this year, students in Iowa can go down the street.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
Yeah, this...
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
This year, students in Iowa can go down the street.
This year, students in Iowa could go down the street.
Seems pretty simple.
What?
Why couldn't you guys get that, man? Very disappointed in this audience. All right, let's try to make a comeback here on the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
New versus old that matters.
Ah, there's a simpler one.
New versus old that matters.
Donna in Chino, you're on 97.1.
New versus old that matters.
The new versus old that matters.
You got it, babe.
Give up, Big Hand, would you please?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to the Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, it sounds like humor is a big part of your life. You'll be able to continue it on September 18th.
I will certainly try.
All right, hold on one second, darling. Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Yeah, this is what he says right here.
New versus old that matters.
New versus old that matters.
New versus old that matters.
All right, the next clip, here we go.
Phobos won that case. Phobos won that case. Phobos won that case. Phobos won that case.
Wow. Mike in Upland, you're on 97.1.
Phobos won that case.
For this one that takes?
No, sorry, dude. Josh in Burbank, you're on the air.
Phobos won that case.
Bad vibes. How about Gabriel in Arcadia? You're on 97.1.
Phobos won that case.
For this one vet case.
Wrong.
No!
Sorry, dude. Hit the wall. Rick in San Pedro, you're on the air.
Phobos won that case.
All right, for a bunch of one in that case.
Wait, what would you say?
I said for a bunch of one in that case.
You're close. Listen to it again. You're so close, man.
Phobos won that case.
For a bunch of one, that case.
There you go.
Put your hands together like
you mean. Congratulations, man. All right, young man, you're going to Laugh Factory.
Hey, good looking out, man. I appreciate it.
All right, hold on one second, dude.
Go.
All right, there he goes. Sounds like a very enthusiastic guy. Listen, when Rick is on the air, he brings enthusiasm to the air. He doesn't just sit there like a lump all depressed out of his mind. That's the way to do it. We should give him two prizes, that guy. All right, Rick, thank you for calling. Let's press on here. But, yeah, he nailed that clip.
Four of us won that case.
Four of us won that case.
Four of us won that case.
All right. Next clip, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying here?
Through the fiery furnace. Through the fiery furnace.
Jesus Christ.
Through the fiery furnace.
Jesus Christ. What's his name again?
Through the fiery furnace. Through the fiery furnace.
No, both.
What's his name again?
Through the fiery furnace. Through the fiery furnace.
All right, I think I got it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let's talk to Lee or Leah in Inglewood. You're on 97.1. Good luck, baby.
Through the fiery furnace.
The name is Leah Kim, and it's Through the Fiery Furnace.
Yeah.
Give a big hand, would you please?
Congratulations, darling.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. You get yourself a pair of tickets to the HBO comedy at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood September 18th, powered by Chris Rock, Kill the Messenger.
Right.
Yeah, that premieres September 27th at 10 p.m. only on HBO.
Great. Thank
all right.
You.
Congratulations, darling, and good luck.
Thanks. And an early birthday present, too.
Oh, when's your birthday?
9/22.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. I wonder if I bet there's a lot of people celebrating birthdays today, huh? How about that? Every single birthday starts off with reading names and, you know, watching planes run into buildings. And, oh, man, it's going to be depressing. Depressed out of your mind. My brother's birthday is tomorrow. I missed it by one day. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? She nailed that clip, ma'am.
Through the fiery furnace.
Through the fiery furnace.
Through the fiery furnace.
Congratulations. All right, the next clip. Here we go.
As if it is a syrupy concoction. As if it is a syrupy concoction. As if it is a syrupy concoction.
Oh, boy. Let's start with, who do we start with here? How about Victor and Carson? You're on 97.1.
As if it is a therapy concoction.
As if it is a therapy concoction?
No. Good idea. Just wrong. Brandy and Carson, you're on 97.1.
As if it is a therapy concoction.
As if it was a therapy concoction?
Yeah.
My man, you scream.
Congratulations, baby. You're going to get yourself a pair of tickets to the HBO comedy at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, September 18th.
That's the business.
Yes. Congratulations. Put you on hold and either put you on the list or send you tickets. I don't know what they're going to do with this thing. All right. Yeah, she nailed that one, man.
As if it is a syrupy concoction.
As if it is a syrupy concoction.
As if it is a syrupy concoction.
All right. Here's the next one.
August 28th. August 28th.
It's really weird after doing this all these years. I know exactly what he's saying right here.
August 28th.
Ruben in Los Angeles. Let's see if you know. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
August 28th.
Oh, God. Let me hear that again, Tim.
August 28th.
August race.
No, you got close. Listen to it again, though, dude. Listen to it again. Here we go.
August 28th.
August race. No. August 8th.
No.
No, all right, you got close, man. It's so close.
August 28th. August 28th.
Roger in San Diego, you're on 97.1.
August 28th.
Hey, he's saying August 28th?
That's exactly right, young man.
Hey, with the West Side?
Yes. Where do you live in San Diego? Whereabouts?
I live in North Park.
North Park.
Yep.
All right, the Laugh Factory is about 10, 15-minute ride for you.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
It's on the corner of Sunset near Fairfax. So if you left, it's on September 18th. If you leave by 9 o'clock tonight, you'll get there.
Better make reservations then, pal.
All right, hold on. And you can hear us all the way in San Diego, huh?
Oh, on the internet.
On the internet. Oh, congratulations. Yeah. All right,
Every night, Tim.
Ah, thanks, man. You're the best. Call more often.
Love you, man.
Thanks, buddy. Hold on one second. Look at that guy in San Diego, man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
Not just black, but all 18-year-olds. Not just black, but all 18-year-olds. Not just black, but all 18-year-olds.
Lauren in La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
Not just black, but all 18-year-olds.
Can I get that one more time?
Yes, here we go.
Not just black, but all 18-year-olds.
Not just bright, but all 18-year-olds?
No, you got. You only missed one word. So listen to it again, okay?
Okay.
And think of a color, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Not just black, but all 18-year-olds.
Oh, I have no clue.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, darling.
Second.
All right. There he goes. Tony in Culver City. You're on the air.
Not just black, but all 18-year-olds.
Not just black, but all 18-year-olds.
Exactly right, young man. Yes.
Good set, Timmy.
Off to the Laugh Factory with you.
Right on, man.
All right. Congratulations,
you're
dude.
A big stud, man.
Get out of here, man. How do you know? All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
520-9710.
And don't forget to check out the our show's brand new MySpace. MySpace.com/Conway Show. MySpace.com/Conway Show, and Gina Grad is handling the entire site. So if you have any complaints or compliments, address them to her. And she's working her ass off for this here show. MySpace.com/Conway Show. All right. Here we go with the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Gender lines. Gender lines. Gender lines.
Is it Enoch in Compton? You're on 97.1.
Gender lines.
How do you pronounce that name?
It's Enoch. Yeah, you had
Enoch.
It right.
Yeah, nailed it, dude. All right, here we go.
What's his name again?
Enoch.
Gender lines.
Play that one more time, please.
Gender lines.
Try it one more time.
Gender lines.
Gender lines.
Son, shut up.
I don't believe. What did you say it was?
Jim the Lion?
Jim the Lion? I think that's wrong, buddy. We thank you for calling, though.
You're stupid.
I like that name, Enoch.
What's his name again?
Enoch. E-N-O-C-H. Enoch. It's pretty cool.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Let's talk to Jason in L.A. You're on 97.1.
Jim the Lions.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
Hey, dude.
You know, it's amazing. You never, ever run out of material for this bit.
You know what? Actually, Randy Wang tapes the show. It's we got to give Jesse a lot of credit for this. But it's every Saturday morning for an hour or an hour and a half, is it not?
Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's an hour and a half, 8 a.m. Saturday mornings on the Word Network.
Yeah, and it's Rainbow Push, rainbowpush.org. And he has a show on, he does almost a live show almost every week at 8 o'clock on Saturdays. And then he has a talk show on Saturday night. We sometimes get some clips
up front with Jesse Jackson.
Up front with Jesse. Yeah, it's the best. All right, here we go. We're going to play this clip for you one more time. Here we go, Jason. Good luck.
Jim the Lions.
Man, that's Jim the Lion. I don't know.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
All right,
there he goes. Justin in Lakewood, you're on 97.1.
Jim the Lions.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, good at you.
All right. I got two things stuck in my head from that clip. The first one is shine the light.
That's wrong. What's the second one?
And a complete twist, jambalaya.
That's wrong a no-no as well. Listen to it again. Maybe come up with the correct one this time. Here we go.
Jim the Lions.
Man.
Nothing, huh?
Shem the light. I don't know.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Look at that guy, man. He had about three or four shots at it and still whiffed.
It is absolutely retarded.
Jason in El Segundo. You're on 97.1.
Shem the lines.
Hey, what's up, Timmy?
Hey, what's up with you, dude?
Not much. Hey, you know, I won this before, but I never got my prize, so hopefully I'll get it this one.
What did you win?
It was like movie tickets or something, and they hung up on me.
Suck it.
Yeah,
Gina. I think I got this one, though.
Gina may have been on her period at that point. All right, here we go.
Gender lines.
Is it gender lines?
Yes, sir.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
Congratulations, dude.
All right, man. Females in the media.
Yes. So hold on one second. Hey, Gina, can you just take special care of this guy, Jason El Segundo? He said he never got his prize last time. And I can't imagine that happening.
I will give the prize department a proper tongue lashing.
Okay. All right. You got a mirror in there? No, it's never Gina's fault. I know that, baby. It's always, somebody else.
Hey, you know I don't send the prizes, right?
Trust me, I know you don't.
Wow.
And it was an absolute joke because of all the screeners we've ever had here, you were the most efficient one by light years.
Really?
By light years. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Absolute light years.
Whoa! All right.
Danny, please. Jesus Christ, man. All right. Yeah, you guys, gender lines.
Gender lines.
Gender lines was that last one. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here is your next clip, everybody.
But there are many numerators. But there are many numerators. But there are many numerators.
Let's talk to Alexis from Reno Valley. You're on 97.1.
But there are many numerators.
Could you play that one more time,
you
please?
Got it, baby.
But there are many numerators.
There are many numerators?
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir!
It's exactly the way the game should be played. Congratulations, you're going to the Laugh Factory.
All right,
hold on. September 18th. It's all powered by Chris Rock's Kill the Messenger. Chris Rock, Kill the Messenger. And it premieres September 27th, 10 p.m. on HBO. So call HBO and get HBO before September 27th, or else you're going to get shut out, not be able to see that special. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
So more folk could touch the chin bar.
He's not swearing in this one, is he? Are you sure?
He is not swearing.
So more folk could touch the chin bar. So more folk could touch the chin bar. So more folk could touch the chin bar. So more folk could touch the chin bar.
Jesus Christ.
So more folk could touch the chin bar. So more folk could touch the chin bar.
He's not calling somebody a mother effer?
No. He only does that on Fox News.
Oh.
So more folk could touch the chin bar.
It sounds pretty close to me. Jay in Chatsworth, you're on 97.1.
So more folk could touch the chin bar.
I'm sorry, the last part cut out. I have almost all the words with the last one. Can you give it to me one more time?
Here we go.
So more folk could touch the chin bar.
It's something like some more folk have trust the something bar.
You got very close. Hey, if you're in Chatsworth tomorrow, don't forget the Frosty Heidi and Frank are at the Sagebrush doing a live remote.
Where's the Sagebrush?
Where are you?
Well, right now I'm at like Devonshire and DeSoto.
Yeah, you go south on DeSoto, and then you get on the that 101 freeway and get off around in Calabasas. It's right off of Parkway Calabasas and the 101.
Okay, are you guys going to be there too?
I don't know. I'm in the valley. Maybe I'll slide out there.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to everybody at your radio station at one point or another.
Is that right? Why would you do that?
Because I call in and play all the shows.
Oh, I thought you meant like people like work in the office and sales and stuff.
Oh, no. I mean, I've talked to you guys. I've talked to Tom Likas. I've talked to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. I even talked to Meryl Schindler.
Wow, is that right?
Yep.
All right, well, you got sort of a mild addiction going on.
I do like talk radio. I mean, regular radio is pretty boring.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, thank you for being a full-time listener.
It's too weird.
And you didn't get it, but we're going to give you tickets anyway. Hold on, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Hold on, dude. Let's give that guy tickets. He seems like a decent guy. Needs a little break there. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We're going to play his clip for you a couple of times. When we come back, we'll ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you're going to the Laugh Factory. If you get it wrong, you're staying in your house or in your apartment or your condo or your, I don't know what you got, your car, your boat. I don't know where you live. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say on the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Some more folk could touch the chin bar. Some more folk could touch the chin bar.
Because you might sound crazy saying, he said, is that that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on? What?
Semi-automatic weapons.
That's a no-no. 110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-971.
Prison 80% black.
Should be crying the guy turned out of jail.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on? What? What do you do?
when they turn on.
Well, you know, Jesse Jackson ran historic races.
And if in a sting I've said in a hot mic statement that's interpreted as distraction, I offer an apology for that, because I don't want harm or hurt to come to this campaign.
We do the Obama-rama in Washington.
If we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing. Too many fathers are MIA. Too many fathers are AWOL.
That's a no-no.
If I've done any harm or hurt, for that I have deep regrets.
Beyond our experience, what Barack has done brilliantly.
I sent a message to Barack's campaign a while ago of our continued support for the campaign.
And now they're endorsing Barack.
My support for Barack's policies are longstanding, broad-based, and deep and unequivocal. He and Michelle have taken America to another level.
What is all that about?
They were hurtful and wrong. That's the whole point. And that when you make mistakes, you should not equivocate. You should be quick to go on the offensive and not try to be evasive.
All right, welcome back, everybody. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And here is the clip we left you with.
Some more folk could touch the chin bar. Some more folk could touch the chin bar.
Let's talk to Paolo in Torrance, show 97.1.
Some more folk could touch the chin bar.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
I think it says, so more folk can touch the chin bar.
That's exactly right, dude.
Yes.
Yes. Congratulations. It sounds like he used a slang term in there, short for MF-er. Like mo effort. Listen to it real quick.
Some more folk could touch the chin bar. Some more folk could touch the chin bar.
Congratulations, Paulo. You're going to the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, September 18th, powered by Chris Rock, Kill the Messenger, which premieres September 27th at 10 p.m. Only on HBO. Can't get anywhere else. So if you don't have HBO, you're going to miss it. Everybody else will be talking about that special on September 28th, and you will have not seen it. So get your HBO. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
And bury America. 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 And bury America.
Oh, boy. Fred and Covina, you're on 97.1.
And bury America.
And very American?
I believe that is wrong,
no!
Sir. Mike on the 10 freeway, you're on the air.
And bury America.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man? What do you got?
Hey, funny thing, before I tell you this, I saw your old partner shopping with Frosty yesterday at Gelson's Market. It was pretty crazy. Well, anyways, can I hear that one more time?
I think I got it. Here we go.
And bury America.
I don't want to say, but, and bury America.
No! I don't know. It's not it, huh? All right.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say that. I'm glad.
Yeah, Randy said that's not it. Sorry,
dude. I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
TJ and Corona, you're on 97.1.
And bury America.
And bury America.
I believe that's...
No.
Wrong, that is wrong. Sorry, dude. Richard in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
And bury America.
Hey. How about Richard and Van Nuys? You're on the air.
And bury America.
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
And bury America.
And various America.
I believe that's wrong, too. Sorry, dude. Sylvie in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
And bury America.
And burial America?
That's exactly right, baby.
Put your hands together on your feet.
Yeah. I don't know what it means, but that's what he said. And you're going to the Laugh Factory on September 18th. See how that worked out. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? In burial America.
In burial America.
What does that mean, in burial America?
In the barrios.
Oh, in the barrio.
Yeah.
In barrio. The embargo, oh, I see.
And burial America.
All right, you got close there. All right, let's go on the next clip here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
And judgment. And judgment. And judgment. And judgment.
Oh, boy. Todd in Laguna Niguel, you're on 97.1.
And judgment.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, you got anything here?
Yeah, let's see.
and judgment.
Yes, sir.
Give a big hand, would you please?
Congratulations, young man, and judgment.
And judgment.
Yeah, look at that, another winner. All right, we move on. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
January 18, 6 to 3.
Jeffrey in Phoenix, you're on 97.1.
January 18, 63.
You know what? That might be it. Let me.
January 18, 6 to 3.
Well, you know what? We're going to give it to you, but I believe he's saying January 1863.
That's what I said, yeah.
Not January 18th, 63. It doesn't matter, dude. It's, we'll give it to you anyway.
Put your hand together and show your love.
And you're in Phoenix?
Yeah.
All right. You got to leave, seriously, in about an hour.
Okay.
To get to the Laugh Factory by September 18th. You got to get a move on here. See, it's one of the downfalls of listening, of not living in Southern California or, you know, listening on the internet. When we give you prizes, sometimes, can't use them unless you get your ass on a plane. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
The deliverer. The deliverer. The deliverer. The deliverer.
Jesus Christ.
The deliverer. The deliverer. To the liver.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Alan Norwalk, you're on 97.1.
To the liver.
The deliverer.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, sir.
I think he's saying like to deliver a pizza. Like to deliver.
Right.
To deliver.
Yeah,
to
deliver. Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, dude. You got 2 tickets to Laugh Factory.
All right.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. You get out there and laugh at that Laugh Factory.
To deliver.
Yeah, to deliver. Like to deliver a pizza. Yeah.
To deliver.
All right. Congratulations, everybody. All right. The next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Barking dogs and biting the horses and... Barking dogs and biting the horses and...
All right. Mike in East Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Barking dogs and biting the horses and...
Good God. Barking dogs and biting the horses?
Barking dogs and biting the horses and...
That's exactly right, dude.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
Yes. Congratulations, man.
Oh, thanks.
Hold on 1 second. We'll send you some tickets or put your name on the list. I don't know what we're going to do. I think that's what we're going to do. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
520-9710.
Don't forget, folks, that you've got to head out to tomorrow to the cantina for Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Starting at 10 a.m., are they going to be drinking? Is that right?
Yeah.
10 a.m., they'll drink?
They start doing shots the second the show starts.
And you know who might actually get really bombed? My money's on Frank.
Always. Actually, we have a preview clip.
We do. All right, because Frank, I believe, lives in the San Fernando Valley. And anytime he can, you know, he's within an hour's drive of his home, I think he really likes to hit it.
Yeah, here's a preview clip of tomorrow's show.
Perfect.
Hello, my name is Frank Kramer, and I'm an alcoholic.
Wow. Sounds like a serious show they're going to do tomorrow.
Nah, then he does a shot right afterwards.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. But anyway, Sagebrush Cantina out there in Calabasas, right near the Commons. A little bit east of the Commons or south. I don't know what it is. I think it's east.
Frank Kramer here.
All right. And he's going to be coming on with us, I believe, next Friday. Is that right? No? Friday?
He's going to Vegas next Friday.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Ah,
he'll come soon.
Damn it, man. All right. And also, we're on. Well, we got a lot more stuff. We've confirmed another KCAL. KLSX show. We'll have, share that date with you in the next couple of days. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Yeah, that guy nailed this last clip.
Barking dogs and biting the horses and...
Barking dogs and biting horses and...
Barking dogs and biting the horses and...
Yes, congratulations, man. All right, here's the next clip.
We need faith. Faith. We need faith. Faith. We need faith. Faith.
Matthew in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
We need faith. Faith.
I have no idea.
Wow. All right.
Suck it.
Thanks for calling, man.
We need faith. Faith.
How about Al in Pasadena? You're on 97.1.
We need faith. Faith.
We need faith. Faith.
We need what?
We need faith. Faith.
What's the last word?
Faith.
How do you spell it?
F-A-I-T-H.
Yes, all right, you're a winner. Congratulations. Yeah, we need faith. Faith.
We need faith. Faith. We need faith. Faith. We need faith. Faith.
All righty, congratulations. Out to the Laugh Factory. A pair of tickets to the HBO comedy at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. September 18th, powered by Chris Rock, Kill the Messenger. And that premieres September 27th at 10 p.m. only on HBO. So jump on the telephone and call HBO and tell them you want HBO before the 27th of September. You only have about 2 weeks to do that, so get a move on. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Hey, you're Timmy?
Ready? Yes.
Jesse's got an announcement for everybody.
Oh, he does. Okay, all right. Jesse Jackson, take it away.
That was the Altima ALTMA 489-9410. Please move it now. You're blocking someone.
Is that it, or he's got another one?
He's got another one.
Another one. All right.
A Chevy Impala, dark blue, 2203180. Please move, blocking the fire hydrant, and that is against the law. And so please move your Chevrolet before it is excised. The church say amen.
Wait, I didn't get the license plate on that one. Do that one again.
They have a Chevy Impala, dark blue, 2203180. Please move, blocking the fire hydrant, and that is against the law. And so please move your Chevrolet before it is excised. The church say amen.
They're saying amen for the car. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Continuity. Continuity. Continuity.
All right. April in Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Continuity.
Continuity?
That is exactly right. Congratulations,
yes,
baby. Yes, you're a winner, dude.
All right.
All right. Continuity.
Continuity.
Yeah, congratulations. You're going to, actually, you can play from in there. You can play from in there. That's cool. All right. It's continuity. That's exactly what he said. And you're off to the Laugh Factory. So, congratulations. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right. Here's the next clip on what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Them run over shoes not because she didn't know how to dress. Them run over shoes not because she didn't know how to dress.
All right. Let's talk to a Richard in Ontario. You're on 97.1.
Them run over shoes not because she didn't know how to dress.
I have no idea, man.
Now listen to it again.
Them run over shoes not because she didn't know how to dress.
Some runner got no, she don't know how to dress.
Ooh, you got it close. Listen to it again.
Them run over shoes not because she didn't know how to dress.
Some runner, because she could not go, or I don't know.
All right, buddy.
No.
We thank you for calling. All right, Richard in Corona, you're on 97.1 for
them run over shoes, not because she didn't know how to dress.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, you got it?
All right, she was run over, she was knocked over, she don't know how to dress.
Let's see it.
Them run over shoes, not because she didn't know how to dress.
I think that's close, but take one more shot at it here, dude. One more shot at it here, Richard. Here we go.
Them run over shoes, not because she didn't know how to dress.
I don't know, man.
We'll give it to you, dude. You got very close. Yeah, you got very close. We'll give that to you. Yeah, she was knocked over. She was run over. She was knocked over. It's not because she didn't know how to dress. All right, congratulations. And Rich is a big, big winner. All right, do we have time for one more? All right, one more. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Let's play it here for you a couple of times and ask you what this man's saying.
You're eloquent. You're eloquent. You're eloquent.
All right, Diego in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
You're eloquent.
You're eloquent.
Yes! All right. Congratulations, young man. You're going to the Laugh Factory.
Awesome.
Yes.
I got the last one. I'm stoked.
Oh, I know. The absolute last
yeah.
one.
I'm excited.
Yeah, on the so first time. All right. Congratulations, dude. We'll put you on hold, and you'll talk to Gina. And Gina will send you over to Laugh Factory, and you'll enjoy yourself. You know, compliments of the Sierra station and HBO. Don't forget to order HBO Home Box Office for Chris Rock's big show, Chris Rock Kill the Messenger. And that's premiering September 27th at 10 p.m. only on HBO. And our website, I'm sorry, our MySpace, brand new MySpace up there for everybody to enjoy and everybody to communicate with. Well, I guess everybody on this show, right? You can send emails and pictures and all kinds of crap. MySpace.com/Conway Show. MySpace.com/Conway Show. MySpace.com/Conway Show. All right, we're going to take a small break and then come back with the news. Gina, what's going on with that news tonight, baby?
Kanye West is in a lot of trouble, and so is Matt Damon. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy. What happened to those two? All right, right now we're going to play David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 slogans of the new male birth control pill.
Slogans. I can take the pill.
Yeah, guys can take the pill.
I'll take the pill.
That's the ticket. That's the pill. All right. The top 10 slogans of the new male birth control pill. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
The category tonight, researchers from King's College in London announced that they will have a male contraceptive pill within 5 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
anyway, already they got their marketing geniuses looking for slogans for the new male contraceptive.
Sure, okay.
Slogans for the new male birth control pill. Number 10, the never knocker-upper. Number 9, recommended by 4 out of 5 doctors who cheat on their wives. Number 8, the last thing you need is some baby mama drama. Number 7, safe, effective way to avoid male pregnancy. Good, 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 good. Number 6, available in regular, extra strength, and Sinatra. Number 5, pop one in before you pop one off. It's just awful. It's just awful. Sorry I said that. Number 4, for stress-free adultery. Number 3, he shoots, he doesn't score. Number 2, take matters into your own hands so you don't have to take matters into your own hand. And the number 1 slogan for the new male birth control pill, Charlie Sheen tested, Charlie Sheen approved.
Don't forget to join David tonight when his scheduled guests will be Jessica Simpson and Jack Hammer. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2008, Worldwide Pants Incorporated.